Oh, that's up there with one of my best moments playing for the club, to be honest. The scenes at the end, the scenes in the dressing room after the game, you know, looking at the travelling fans, the enjoyment on the faces. When you score such a late winner like that to go top of the league, it's what I want to play football for, and the whole reason I enjoy it.
It's a small step. There's still a long way to go, as John Coleman's at pains to point out. But psychologically, how important is that win today?
Massive. You know, we've made out from day one that we want to win the league, or we want to get promoted. But you know, Luton have. I think they've been stumbling a little bit. You know, I think that they're probably still the best side that we have played. But there's little chinks in their armour that where they've been drawing games, you know, not winning, and we're on a tremendous run. And we do finish season strong. So if we keep doing what we're doing, there's no reason why A, we can't get promoted, and B, win the league.
You've been involved in this club for a long time in two spells. Just the phrase Accrington Stanley top of League Two, is that a pinch yourself moment?
Certainly at this stage of the season. You know, we're in March now, towards the end of March soon, and to be top of the league, how competitive the league is, how much money gets spent in the league, all credit to the lads in our dressing room, and all credit to the staff. You know, they work tirelessly. We do our homework on every team we play, and we've got good players, and if you haven't got good players, you don't sit where we're sitting in the league. We've got top players, and we've just got to treat every game as a cup final. 10 cup finals left. And I'd say if we win, you know, four or five of them, we'd be promoted.
Where were we putting that one in the Sean McConville one-man goal of the season competition?
I think it's in the top five, I'd say. I scored a great one against Luton. I think it was two seasons ago. So I do enjoy scoring good goals against Luton. But yeah, you know, I had no thought in me. Caden's done well, laid it off. I'd missed one probably 5 minutes earlier. Disappointed with myself, and you know, caught that one sweet as a nut, and it's gone in the top corner.
Have we seen both sides of Accrington today? Because you had to defend for your lives at times, a couple of goal line clearances, and then the quality in the final third to win it from yourself and Billy Key.
Yeah, well, we're disappointed, to be honest, with the goal we conceded, because that's come from our corner. You know, we put a corner in, we've nearly scored, the keeper's got hold of it, they've broke, and it's actually something we do work on, not being switched on mentally when we have got our corners to the counter attack. So we're massively disappointed. You know, we'll sit down Monday or Tuesday and we'll iron the problem out there, why we conceded that goal. And going forward, we've got another massive game against Forest Green. It'll come, and they'll look at us in the league, and maybe these are the type of games where you might stumble over, but we're fully focused on going to beat these teams, the Forest Greens, the Ovals. You know, they're cup finals to us, and we'll treat them games exactly as we treated today.
How do you stop people from getting carried away? Not just the players yourselves, but staff and people around the place. Have the old boys like yourself got to give them a nudge and say, we haven't achieved anything yet?
I think it is. I think a massive part of that is down to the senior players. You know, we've got a young squad, and we've got five or six senior players, and make no bones about it, all through this week, we'll be not and let anyone get above the stations, you know. You can ask the young lads there how many times, you know, we're talking to them in training. We're saying, listen, we haven't done nothing, we haven't achieved nothing. Because the pain's still there from not going up 2 years ago. So the lads who are still here are using that pain to see us over the line this year.